Insurgents in army uniforms stormed a hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, frequented by government officials today, killing at least 31 people, including legislators. The hardline al-Shabaab Islamists, who had been fighting for 3 years to oust the fragile Western-backed transitional government and control most of the city, claimed the attack. The latest attack follows 2 days of fighting on the streets of the capital that left some 40 people dead. Bishop Giorgio Bertin is the apostolic administrator for Mogadishu. He says that Islamist militants see this Muslim holy month of Ramadan as a sacred month for a sacred war, while this latest attack demonstrates the vulnerability of the transitional government.
As usual, the negative impact due to this kind of attacks, because they demonstrate the vulnerability of this transitional federal government, which remains substantially open to be attacked relatively easy. But it is true that the insurgents, so-called radical Islamists, consider the month of Ramadan a sacred month for a sacred war. And so they are making use of that to implement their attack of what remains of the transitional federal government.